And a good afternoon to you from the Detroit Golf Club. It's great to have you with us. The opening round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic is underway out here. Half the field is on the course. The other half will be starting here shortly. We're looking forward to some great competition. The scores, well, they're kind of going all over the place. The leader's currently 5 under, and I think we're looking at about 30 people that were within a three-shot difference. So it's going to be some fun out here today, fun out here for the next 4 days with the championship being decided right around 6 o'clock on Sunday. Joining us right off the top, the president of the Rocket Giving Fund, the president and chief operating officer of Rocket Companies, Bill Emerson. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're wonderful.
I wonder if Paul W. is listening.
I would doubt
he's on
it
vacation.
Very much.
I mean, that guy's on vacation more than anybody I know.
Now, when we're on vacation, we're always listening back home, right? We know what's going on.
I'm just kidding, Paul W. You know I love you, man.
It is an honor to be able to fill in for Paul and do this. I've been a big fan and a friend of his for a long time. So thank you, Paul, if you are listening, for this opportunity. The Rocket Mortgage Classic, we're in our sixth edition. You've been part of it since the beginning. It's one of those things that you get into as a corporation for the right reasons. It does have some brand acknowledgement, but that's not why it's done.
No, absolutely not. I mean, this was a brainchild of Dan's years ago. So while this is our sixth Rocket Mortgage Classic, this is our 11th golf tournament because we did a DC tournament. And, you know, as we were doing that, we learned a lot about it. And Dan's like, why can't we get this in Detroit? Why can't we do a tournament here? Let's showcase this unbelievable city that we have. Let's have an opportunity to affect the outcome and do good inside of inside of the community and inside of Detroit. And so that's how it was born. The tournament that we were in had lost its sponsorship. We were able to move it here in 2019. We had a phenomenal inaugural kickoff, and the last 6 years have been so much fun. And it's grown and it's built, and the city really understands it now and appreciates it. But what we've been able to do and contribute back to the community has been the real reason that we have done this. And frankly, if you think about a lot of the work that we do in Detroit and Dan and Jennifer and what they do, it's all about what we can do to help the city.
It really is. We're going to have some guests on later in the show from Human IT. Laura Granham is going to join us at the end of the show talking about some of those community impact initiatives. There was a point, this tournament's been impacted by a variety of different, you've got the pandemic, you had wind, you had floods, Canadian smoke, we pretty much have had it all, but the pandemic created an opportunity for us to reassess what this tournament was going to be about, and the digital divide, the gap, I don't think any of us really comprehended how great it was in Detroit. We're one of the most disconnected. And we have elevated that to become one of the most connected urban areas in the country.
Well, yeah, if you go back and look at it, the pandemic did shine a light on a lot of things. And we looked at the numbers. 30% of Detroit was connected digitally at that particular point in time. And so we made it our mission through this golf tournament to bridge that digital divide. And Connect 313 was born and formed. And a lot of the money that we give charitably from this tournament goes to bridging that digital divide. And now we're talking about north of 70% of the city is digitally connected. We have hubs all around the city where folks can actually go and plug in and use technology. We have given away laptops and pads and anything we can to try to make sure, because when you think about it, as people of the world we live in today, if you're not digitally connected, you're missing so much. Now, I could say, actually, sometimes when you're not digitally connected, that's a good thing.
Right.
But not when you need basic services like the ability to apply for a job and just understanding what's going on in your community and being able to communicate. It was really important that we do that. And the fact that you're going to have Laura on here, she and the Gilbert Family Foundation and the Rocket Community Fund have done such a phenomenal job over the last 14 years in deploying the capital that we have been able to create as a result of being a for more than profit organization, and that's really at the end of the day what it's all about.
You go through those things, like you said, applying for a job, healthcare, education. Those were all things many of us took for granted during that time. And
yep.
The one thing I think we learned from it all, and we did with the NFL draft as well, is that working together on solutions, not thinking you can solve every problem by yourself or any company. The way we work together in Detroit over the past, I would say Dan moved a company down here 14 years ago.
Yeah, 14 years ago. Yeah.
And this event was 7 years ago where the vision came to move it down here. working together, this community, and we're doing so much of a better job at it, can accomplish anything.
You see it everywhere. I mean, you clearly see it in the work we've done as it relates to tax foreclosure and partnering with community organizations that are able to go into the community and educate folks on, you know, the fact that they don't have to leave that home. They don't have to pay those taxes. They're exemptions. There's qualifications. And so that actual feet on the ground, knocking on 60,000 doors with the help of community partners, and that partnership has been fantastic. If you think about what's happened in and around the city and the public-private partnership that has existed for a long time between the corporations of downtown Detroit and the city government, I mean, it's worked very, very well over the last dozen years. And, you know, we've made a lot of progress. I think the draft was a great rallying point to show that and give us the opportunity to continue to build the momentum going forward and leverage that, because the world got to see Detroit in a completely different light as a result of that. And, you know, long way to go, but very happy about what we've been able to accomplish so far.
And the work Ford did with the Central Station kind of continued that narrative. You and I lost a good friend, his office located halfway between yours and mine, Dan and Jennifer. They lost a son in his battle to NF. This event, you know, Gillies Downtown is just a fabulous location. That's a tribute. It's many of Nick's places that he's visited, and he kind of put it all together. But this event has Bowtie Day on Thursday. It's become a tradition. The players, the caddies have all embraced it. It's an important day for us to not only remember Nick, but understand that people in our community, people in the country, are suffering from a variety of different diseases. And if we can focus and continue to find cures, that's the important outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the celebration of Nick, I think, is it's just great that we do it. It's great that we're doing it at this tournament. It's great that it's been done in other places. And probably the biggest piece of that legacy is the investment that Dan and Jennifer are making at the Henry Ford Hospital in the clinic that will be driven by neurofibromatosis and other things that are going on. And by the way, allowing folks in the city of Detroit through a fund that Dan and Jennifer put together, that if they don't have the financial wherewithal to actually access that will cover it. And that's, I think, huge in the work that's being done as well.
That's what it's all about, Bill, for more than profit.
Yes, sir.
We live it every day.
Yes,
I can't
sir.
Thank you enough for stopping by. You know, your day is busy. We'll get you back on the course and chase some of that action that's going out, and welcoming all of our guests out here
Absolutely.
To the Detroit Golf
Come Club. On down. Come check it out. It's an awesome – by the way, the weather's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Today. Come on down.
Mother Nature's on our side this year, knock on wood. We'll be back on Focus right after this short message. Welcome back to Focus. We're at the Detroit Golf Club. Round one of the Rocket Mortgage Classic is well underway. About 30 players are on the course right now. Anywhere between 2 under and 6 under. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, not only today, but through the 4 days leading up to the championship. With Dan Gilbert's vision to bring the PGA Tour to Detroit, in 2018, a handful of people gathered in a lower-level conference room. It was an old safe, actually, in the Chrysler House building to discuss the feasibility of bringing Dan's vision to life here in Detroit. They discussed the strategy, golf courses, opportunities, and challenges of bringing a professional golf tournament to the Motor City. Two of those individuals in the room that day that continue to lead and elevate the Rocket Mortgage Classic year after year join us now. Jason Langwell, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and Casey Herbis, the mayor of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. You do so much for Rocket companies, but Casey, this is one that's at your heart.
It is. You know, listen, being born and raised in this area and, you know, being in that room with you and Jason 8 years ago, and just to here we are in our sixth Rocket Mortgage Classic, it is by far my favorite week of the year for so many reasons. Yes, golf, but, you know, as you mentioned, just being able to be blessed enough, the three of us plus many others, to bring Dan's vision to life and bring a PGA Tour event to the city of Detroit.
And Jason, you and your team just do an incredible job throughout the entire week, and it kind of goes in segments. You had a vision along with Charlie Besser to bring about the John Shippen, which is just an unbelievable concept. It flows into the week so perfectly with the champion getting an exemption. Then you've got youth clinics. You've got the celebrity event. It's a week of celebration that then leads into a golf tournament, making it so much more of an event for Detroit.
Well, no, to your point, it's more than a golf tournament, right? That was, you know, the vision that Rocket Mortgage had, Dan Gilbert had, is how do we find a way to impact the outcome here in Detroit and do something to showcase the community. And a big part of that is for us to build experiences in and around the core 4 days of a competition. And the John Shippen's a good example of that. Diversity, equity, inclusion, a massive priority for the company and the city. And to provide free access on Sunday like we had folks come out and see Willie Mack hoist the John Shippen Trophy, have him out here competing in this event. And then to be, we had great fan support on Tuesday and Wednesday for our community days. And I'll tell you, the crowds are really good out there. I heard the big roars earlier today. Knew something happened out on 11.
About 7:25 in the morning, 7:30. So, I was the same way. I was here. I heard the crowd rolling. And here we are. You know, our Rocket Mortgage partner, Nate Lashley, you know, popped one off the green or off the fringe and rolled right in, what, 217 yards?
Yeah. Casey, you get close with our players. I mean, Jason does an incredible job of recruiting and bringing guys in here, but you get really close with our players. They're part of the family. Nate Lashley, Ricky Fowler, who won last year. That means a lot to the players when they come in here, is to have that relationship. It's more than a title sponsor. They're family.
I mean, that's the way we approach all of our partnerships, right? I mean, when we work alongside you know, certainly players in the PGA Tour, I mean, you want to be able to make sure they have an amazing experience, right? And it's not just about them. It's also about their friends, their family, their agents, whatever it might be. And, you know, we want to make sure certainly we're putting on an amazing event for the community, but we want to make sure that we're ensuring that we're giving an outstanding experience for the players. So then they leave, they tell great things about Detroit, and it's like a flywheel effect, right? And, you know, build it and they shall come.
We talked with Bill Emerson a little bit about today being Bowtie Day and the tribute to Nick Gilbert. Tomorrow is Champions Day. It's an opportunity to celebrate last year's champion, Ricky Fowler. You both worked with Allison, Ricky's wife, on creating a special concession item, and some hats will be out there for some of the first attendees that get on the course tomorrow, some of the first patrons and fans. That had to be a fun experience.
Yeah, it is. I have not tried the Ricky's sandwich yet.
Rick's pick?
Yeah, Rick's pick. I mean, I saw it, but hopefully I'll get one served here today. But
let's go through it a little bit. It's a Cajun turkey sandwich, right, mm-hmm. Jason? Yeah. Little lettuce, little pickles, pepperoncinis, mayonnaise, and then you add vinegar oil and oregano. Mm.
Yeah. No, it good. Is. Yeah, the vinegar oil is on the side, right, so you can apply it so it doesn't get soggy, okay. Right? So it sits there and allows you to kind of get it right. And it's a good little summer sandwich, right?
And Allison really helped you. It's
well, not, she was. Well, right. Yeah. Well, and we asked Ricky yesterday, you know, if he liked it after we told him that she was a part of making it. So he, of course, loved it because he's not going to tell us.
Allison,
or,
no.
Allison, I don't like your cooking or your recipe. So, yeah, it was great. You know, it's fun. We're out here celebrating our champion and our champions. As Nate Lashley walks up.
Yeah, we talk about the family relationship, and Nate Lashley just walks right in.
Just talking about, we talk about him, and here he is.
Right. He just appears. But, yeah, no, it's great. I mean, it'll be a ton of fun this week. I know Ricky's excited to come back for a victory lap and for Allison to make her last stop before she goes away to have number two. August 4th is their due date, so this will be the last stop for him. So. Which will be great, and I know Nate knows a ton about having young kids, too.
And Nate just found a headset and some earphones, and yeah. Congrats on the ace.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That was awesome.
A lot of luck involved in that, but, hey, I'll take it. I see those every week, and usually I say, wow, how lucky is that guy, but today it was me.
You're a special guy. I mean, you heard the cheers on the course when it went in. I was watching your reaction. They were cheering in the clubhouse as well, so it was like – echoing everywhere.
I couldn't believe it went in. Obviously, I was just hoping that it caught the green, and we saw it bounce right towards the hole, and then guys, you know, started yelling and throwing their hands up, and I was just like, wow.
Casey said he's taking you out for prime and proper to celebrate, so you got that.
Oh, it's about time. Jeez.
Listen,
he doesn't ever take me out to dinner. I have to – I mean, this guy.
We'll celebrate.
You'll celebrate.
We'll celebrate.
We'll figure it
he's
out.
He's got a big day tomorrow.
We've got today, the weekend. The weather's looking great. Fans coming out. Jason, I know this is an opportunity to elevate the experience for fans, the experience for players. These guys come back. It's a special place. What do we got going on Saturday and Sunday?
Well, it's going to be electric this weekend. We have more public fan decks than we've ever had. We added another one this year to make it a total of 7, more than any other PGA Tour event in terms of open to the public fan decks. Great views of golf right over the top of play. It's going to be a really exciting weekend. I mean, our tickets are selling fast. Tickets are still available at rocketmortgageclassic.com. You know, Saturday and Sunday's filling up. We have limited availability. You get your, just to remind listeners too, they need to get their parking online in advance before heading down to Wayne State and taking a short shuttle ride up and coming out and enjoying the action for the 6th playing of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's going to be an electric weekend.
Nate, we've talked a lot about the course leading up to this show. It's a different course than you and the tour players are normally accustomed to. Tell our listeners kind of how the pros approached Rocket Mortgage Classic and the Donald Ross course here in Detroit.
Well, it's definitely – it's one of those traditional country clubs. You know, Donald Ross has designed hundreds of traditional country clubs like this. It's, you know, it's tree-lined, huge trees. If you hit the fairways out here, you can really score. And, you know, that's like the year I won. I was just driving it down the middle of the fairway, you know, wedge after wedge, and made a lot of birdies. Today, I had a lot of chances, but I kept hitting in the trees. And you hit it in the trees, and then it makes it difficult to make pars because the green's got a lot of slope. You know, normally the green, the, you normally it plays a little firmer, you know, and which really can make it difficult from the rough. Obviously, with the rain on Monday, of course, a little still a little wet. So scores, I would expect to see scores get a little lower. But you know, it's definitely, like I said, one of those courses where if you hit the fairways, you can really score out here. Where, you know, you're not having extremely long shots into holes, but you do have to be precise. Green's got a lot of slope, and if you're not on the right side of it, you know, or have an uphill putt, you're just trying to lag it around the hole to two putt.
And you love Detroit. You embrace it more than the golf tournament. I saw you out at the fireworks on Monday. You make this community part of your life.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, winning here and being my only professional, you know, PGA Tour win. Detroit's always special, and Rocket Mortgage has been amazing to me. So, you know, it's always fun to come back to Detroit, and then I get to hang out with Casey's. You know, everybody knows how much fun Casey is.
Well, I'm very honored to have three of the busiest guys this week right here. We'll let you get ready for tomorrow. I know, Jason, you've been on the phone, and you got to get rolling and get this tournament. And Casey, you as well. Thanks so much for joining us here on Focus.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate being here, man.
Thanks, Mark.
And we'll be back with you right after this with Jonathan Mendenhall, the CMO of Rocket, right after this short message. In right at 5-under. Win a trip to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas, an iconic band, an iconic venue. The Eagles live at the Sphere in Las Vegas, performing 16 shows this September 20th. Through December 14th, and you can be there. We've got two trips for two with flights, a stay in the Venetian Resort, very nice place, dinner at the Chica Las Vegas, two tickets, and the show, plus a VIP experience package provided by Live Nation. To enter your chance to win, text this hour's national, NATIONAL, keyword, LANE. Your keyword is lane to 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. Corporate marketing has changed dramatically in recent years. One of the best in the business globally at creativity, adaptability, evoking emotion through storytelling is Jonathan Mendenhall, the CMO of Rocket Companies. And you're nervous, I'm nervous. It is so good to have you on this show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mark. Honestly, this is such a privilege. This is my first ever radio interview, so take it easy.
Well, you're a man built for television. That's the challenge. You know, your experiences in corporate marketing, they're remarkable. They're extensive. You're recognized worldwide. When you walk in those rooms with your counterparts, people take note that you are there. When you look at marketing over recent years, you know, I look at college sports and how it's changed. Marketing has changed dramatically even since the pandemic. How would you describe the evolution of marketing from a global and national perspective?
Well, I think that marketers and brands are really waking up to the truth that storytelling is the fundamental currency of humankind. It's how families develop identity. It's how cities develop identity. It's how countries develop identity. And you're seeing more and more marketers actually putting a premium on the art and the craft of storytelling so that the brands can deeply resonate with consumers in all sorts of different moments.
In a way, it used to be call to action was a marketing. It's buy now, do this. And when you look at it today, it's do you understand me? It's I have emotions, I have feelings, I have things I'm going through. Do you as a company understand me, and are you relating to that understanding?
That's exactly right. So historically, even at Rocket, you know, we'd bring people what we call at the top of the funnel and expect them to convert very, very quickly. But as we're starting to see the way that the category is evolving, people need to spend more time with Rocket. They need to be educated by Rocket. Rocket needs to show up in communities and give valuable content. So we're spending a lot more time in what we call mid-funnel to cultivate the relationships through education so that people have, rather than a transactional relationship with Rocket, they have a lifetime relationship with Rocket.
When you look around the country, there's a lot of companies that are big brands. They jump out at you. Are there brands that you look at and maybe not try to copy, but pull components from it that you say they do a great job of connecting, of storytelling?
I was lucky enough to take Dan Gilbert through the Go Forward agenda for the Rocket brand and how we're restaging that in 2025. And we were quite audacious because we have put Nike up there as the American icon to beat. Over the last 50 years, Nike has been consistently inspiring generation after generation after generation of sports players. And it's done it brilliantly through the power of storytelling. And so my provocation at the beginning of the presentation with Dan was, I'd like you to judge me not on Rocket and where Rocket has been, but on Nike and where Nike's going. And if this presentation moves you like you'd expect a Nike presentation to move you. And so it's a little audacious, but we're going to see if we can out Nike Nike in terms of storytelling.
And Mr. Knight is like my older brother or my father, a figure, very, very close friend. And they're going through a process right now, very similar to what we are, is redefining themselves. As they're feeling competition, I think the pandemic sort of created more of this individualistic approach of people. So they're having brands that are smaller in nature and are giving that storytelling that is a little different than the big storytelling that Nike traditionally does.
That's exactly right, Mark. No longer can brands be truly successful approaching marketing with a one-size-fits-all kind of solution. The way to become an iconic brand today is by catching fire with lots of micro communities. And then those micro communities start advocating on your behalf. And as more and more micro communities start advocating on your behalf, you create a disproportionate share of conversation than any of your competitors. And that's what we'll do with Rocket.
And here at Rocket, you know, best mortgage company in the country, we're not selling mortgages, we're selling homes. We're not selling a house, we're selling homes. It's the experience that you get. Many people, it might be two times, three times in their lifetime that they're going to purchase a home. Is that different for you than maybe some of the other products that you've positioned?
Well, it's really interesting because that's why I took this incredible job as Chief Marketing Officer for Rocket Companies, because, you know, when I look at the opportunity, no American brand has ever tried to own the narrative of home ownership in America, ever. And yet home ownership in America is a fundamental building block of the American dream. So as a marketer that loves to tell stories, I find it so exciting that through our products and services, we have a right to own the narrative of home ownership. And the narrative of home ownership is, quite frankly, under siege right now. And Rocket needs to be a beacon of optimism and a beacon of enablement and own this narrative like no other brand has ever done. And it's through that that we will become this. We are already a iconic American company, but it's through owning the narrative of home ownership that we'll become an iconic American brand.
One thing I love about you is my opportunity to learn from you. I also like sharing sports with you because it's something that I've seen a twinkle in your eye. You roll into town. The Lions have had a decade of dismal performance. They get in the playoffs, almost make it to the Super Bowl. The NFL draft decides to come to Detroit. You get to be here when all that's going on, and now you're experiencing your first Rocket Mortgage Classic out here at this event that's so important to Dan, so important to the company. What's your first observations here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic?
You know, I just feel an incredible sense of inspiration and excitement. And I kind of knew this back in October when I started to interview for this position. But the truth is that in Detroit, at Rocket, this Rocket Mortgage Classic, in only its sixth year, is another proof point that anything is possible. And that ism that Dan has, that when you believe it, you see it. Stepping onto this course for the first time, it was just another brilliant example of that. And what I love about it is it unleashes the human imagination and my imagination and my creativity, because I do think at Rocket anything is possible.
We've got so much more to talk about. We're going to have you back maybe for a whole show someday.
I would love that, Mark.
We're going to tell some stories right after this message with Human IT and both folks from the store and folks that have benefited. That is where Rocket connects and really does some great things with all of our technology. Thank you again. Jonathan Mendenhall, the Chief Marketing Officer of Rocket Companies. Heck of a job. You got so much forward. We're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you very much. And I look forward to coming back.
We'll be back on Focus right after this quick break. Thanks for joining us here at the Detroit Golf Club. Welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club for the first round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Doing a remote out here. It's fun to do. We're interacting with people. It's a lot of work. Dave Rieger and Ray Teplin, just the kingpin here. It's a lot of work to set these up, and so appreciative. Ava DiMaggio is here. It's good to have her, as well as Mike Parsons and Danielle Mason. Great to have you in the studio making sure all of this sounds good. And then Kathleen Borski, we've got her here as well, who just does an incredible job with everything in Detroit. Thanks so much. The Rocket Mortgage Classic is, and Rocket Mortgage is, so proud of the partners that we work with on a daily basis. Human IT opened up about a year ago on Livernois, and the work that they do is just incredible. Laura Graneman and our team in the Rocket Community Fund has worked very closely. Most all of our equipment and technology goes through the Human IT store, and if you haven't been out there, it's something that as a company you want to be aware of, as a user you want to be aware of, because it really links need with availability. Joining us now is Jake Arnes, the IT store manager and supervisor, as well as Cynthia Jackson, a Detroit resident who knows Human IT very well. Both of you, it's great. Jake, it's great to have you on.
Yep, thank you so much.
And Cynthia, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I'd like to start with you, Cynthia. I've been around Human IT. I know about the program. I know the good that they do and we're the source. How did you become aware of the Human IT store?
I learned about the store from the news. I needed a new computer, and they were able to give me a very affordable device that meets all of my needs. I've come back to buy other devices, and the staff are very welcoming and kind. I enjoy spending time at the store. I use this computer for paying bills, supporting my job, and so much more. It's an important part of my daily life.
And Jake, when you hear that, that has to make you feel good, that you're able to make that link between equipment that is available for you to turn it around, and really make a difference in people's lives. Tell our listeners what Human IT is all about and how it's grown in just one year.
Yeah, so we're getting to work with customers like Cynthia, and help bridge their digital divide and meet their digital needs. It's just such a great feeling every day, especially, as coming from a very strong retail management background. It's a very unique, form of like retail where I'm doing good, for the community and giving back, and also going towards a cause. So Human IT has been around in Detroit since 2019. We originally came here just trying to bridge this whole divide because the connectivity rate of residents to internet and to devices was super, super low. And we've raised that like completely in the last 4 years of just our work. And then we opened up the retail store on 7 Mile on the Avenue of Fashion, Ponds last year, and you know, we've been connecting Detroiters to new devices and providing them digital literacy skills and low cost, low cost items, and then also we offer like a really great, like, you know, 1 year warranty program on our devices and our computers too. That's completely free. So
that's amazing, Cynthia. I'm sure that focus on customer service, the support, is important to you. How has the experience been working with Human IT when you have questions or you need help?
Well, just like Jake mentioned, the free warranty is amazing because most of the stores make you pay for that. That's an extra fee. And I like that there's a place where I can come to when I have questions. You don't have to wait on the phone or deal with a lot of different people. Also, it's right here in the neighborhood, so I can just ride my bike or take the bus. They're also very helpful and kind, and I really enjoy visiting the store.
That's just amazing. That's awesome. Jake, talk about the process that someone goes through. Do you market it? Do you promote it? If folks hear about it, how do they become a client, a customer, a family member of Human IT?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, first we want to understand what the customer's need is, whether it's more reliable internet or a low-cost device for paying bills. So we offer higher-end products too, like Apple laptops for customers who might need something for like design or video production. But once we've assessed that customer's need, we see what benefits they might be eligible for to reduce the cost of the device. Many people don't know they qualify for certain discounts based on factors like income or whether they are a student, you know, with Detroit Public Schools. And then again, just touch base on, you know, we offer a free 1 year warranty on the products and a free 1 year of the tech support, so our customers can get the attention they need. And then we'll even provide 30 minutes of tech support for devices that people didn't buy from our store, usually just enough time to diagnose the issue. And if someone does have a question, we try our hardest to answer and provide them, you know, a solution.
Jake, I want to ask you a follow-up question, then Cynthia, I want you to kind of respond on how maybe this impacted you and your family. But when COVID hit, everybody was scrambling. Everybody's life changed. I think one of the things that we really step back and look at is how are our team members, how are Detroit residents going to deal with what was becoming a threat through the pandemic of not being able to be around people. So all of a sudden, connectivity through education, job search, healthcare, all became an online component. And the importance of that connection is, one, having internet access, two, having the equipment necessary to accomplish those type of searches or things you want to do, but maybe most importantly is having the education of which how to make it all work together. Jake, was that something that was overwhelming to you? Because it sure was to many of us of getting ramped up and being able to connect.
Yeah, so, you know, what I noticed, like, with the pandemic and everything is that it forced the world, and then especially, you know, when we were focusing on Detroit, it forced everyone to go digital and to have to use devices. And a lot of people had never really been around computers. So they have this, like, very, you know, feeling very, like, overwhelmed and almost just kind of scared and intimidated by technology. But what I really love doing my work here is to make people feel less intimidated and just show them that, you know, these computers and these devices and these tablets can do so much, you know, good and just, you know, really just kind of streamline life like a lot better. So, you know, that's how I kind of think, you know, going from the pandemic of where everyone had to all of a sudden get tech into like where we're at now, where everyone, you know, trying to get everyone on the right side of the digital divide.
And Cynthia, I'm an old guy, so I know I struggled through some of that process. How about you and your family? Was that a challenge, that moment in time when the pandemic became reality?
Yes, it was a challenge because my computer had all of a sudden stopped working, right when I was in the middle of trying to look for information for my mom to help her pay her bill, because she's not computer savvy at all, you know. A lot of older people are not used to using a computer, so they kind of, you know, need a little help. So I try to keep computers around and help that with that. And like I said, when I saw them on the news, and my mom had noticed them as well, and she had iterated that she saw them also, I should go check them out. And when I went out there, I noticed that they're like extremely helpful because they understand everybody literally doesn't know how to use a computer. And they have many different varieties of computers too. Some
I can relate with your mom. I believe I can relate with your mom in a big way. I can't thank you enough, Cynthia Jackson, Jake Arns. Thank you so much for telling your story. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having us on.
Yep. We'll be back on Focus right after the top of the hour with the CEO of Rocket. And welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club. First round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic is well underway. Ricky Fowler, he's about ready to tee off, Rocket's ambassador and defending champion of this great, great event. Approaching his first year as the CEO of Rocket Companies, Varun Krishna has been guiding the nation's top mortgage company toward the future. The future that's based on technology, service, and new opportunities, all focused on home buyers. And when I talk about it, it's not a house buyer, it's a home buyer. It's so important, Varun, that when we look at this, it's an opportunity you might have as an individual once, three, five times in your lifetime. It's an important one, and this brand has been on the forefront way back to when I purchased my first home. It was a long, long time ago.
Thank you for having me, Mark. It's great to be here. Thanks for all that you do.
It's great to have you. I like Jonathan, I want to talk a little bit about the role because I think it helps define where we're headed. The role of the CEO of any major corporation is complex. It's like when you move that one chair over, all of a sudden you're responsible for so many things, people, goals, communication, decision-making, having empathy and understanding. How do you, as a CEO of Rocket, balance all of those different components?
You know, it's I'm a first-time CEO, and I would say I'm a work in progress just like everybody else. And I think the main thing is just to get better as you go. And if you're making progress on self-improvement and you're focused on sort of getting 1% better every day, then you know you're making progress. And, you know, I think balance is an interesting thing. You know, you spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, a lot of people think about work-life balance as two separate things. They think, like, there's work and then there's life, which implies that one is good and one is bad. Like, I just want to work so that I can live my life. But if you find value in your work, if you find purpose in your work and meaning in it, it doesn't have to be a trade-off. And I think that's sort of the elusive goal, is to try to figure out how to achieve that. And, you know, I think of my role as really doing three things. Making sure that the company vision and strategy is set and it's very clear and that it's ambitious. Making sure that we have a strong leadership team and a bench that can drive execution, and maintaining and enhancing the incredible culture that we have. And so every week, you know, when I get home, I try to look back over the week and just say, hey, have I paid attention to those three things? And sometimes you spend more time in one than the other, and you have to kind of, it's like dials, you just adjust and readjust. But I'm a work in progress, just like everybody else.
I'd like to focus on that first one for just a minute. And our first real interaction was on the sidelines of a Detroit Lions playoff game, which was a lot of fun. When I take my background in sports and you look at a defensive back, if a defensive back knows what to do, they're going to be faster, they're going to be more efficient, they're going to get to the ball quicker. The same with business is if your team members, your leaders, team members throughout the organization know what the goal is, know what to understand, how to get there, where they don't have to guess what they should be doing, but they know what they should be doing, the output can be all that much greater.
That's right. And also there's something to be said about what happens when multiple voices are rowing in the same direction. You know, you get a multiplier effect where, you know, 1 + 1 = 11, the whole is greater than the sum of parts. And I think that's one of the things that's incredible about Rocket, is this is a company that people want to be at and they want to work for. I was actually very surprised at the tenure of our team members. You know, we have hundreds of folks who've been here 20 years, 30 years. And coming from Silicon Valley, you know, loyalty is something that you just absolutely cannot take for granted, you know, and this is a company, it takes a long time to build anything that's worth doing, you know, a new idea, a new product concept, a new technology. It takes persistence and tenacity. You have to try it for 3 to 5 years on average to achieve success. And a lot of folks don't spend that much time in a company. They spend 1 to 2 years, 3 years. And so I'm very humbled to be a part of a company where people give a damn and they want to win and they don't look at it as a, you know, a temporal thing. They're committed for the long run.
I came down here for a 1-year consulting gig and it's now my family 7 years later.
Right. Right.
I just love the people here and that's what's amazing. My first mortgage was, and I'm sure you've heard of this, mortgage in a box.
That's
and
right.
It was the most innovative, creative thing that ever came out. I think it came from Dan delivering pizzas.
That's
he
right.
took a pizza box and he threw all the papers in there and it was easy. Today, technology is so important. It's just not the technology of going in, but it's really delivering through a variety of ways for both our clients and our potential clients. The ease and the capability to be a homeowner has risen to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think I'm a technologist by trade, and so I really believe that, you know, you might be a mortgage company or a homeownership company, but that's your what. Your how is your approach. It's your strategy. And we get asked a lot, hey, are you a mortgage company or a technology company? And I think that the answer is mortgage and homeownership is our purpose. Technology is our how. It's how we approach innovation, simplicity, seamlessness. And when you focus on things that are as important as things like homeownership, you know, the Rocket brand, from my perspective, needs to stand for simplicity and speed, value, and certainty. And if we can nail all three of those, leveraging technology, in particular artificial intelligence, which I think is an incredibly exciting precipice that will transform humanity, you know, we have incredible potential to just grow and do great things that are good for people, fundamentally good.
It's always taken the anxiety away for me and making the biggest purchase you make in your life. You know, it's incredible. This is your first Rocket Mortgage Classic. You've been out before the gates were open. You've been out for some of the fun activities. Today's your first round. Fans are coming out. Weather's perfect. You've just brought such a good feel to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. What are your thoughts about this event here in year one for you?
It's I'm speechless and almost overwhelmed with gratitude and emotion when I think about it. You know, one of the reasons I came to Rocket was because of the connection that we have to the community, and I think this tournament represents that. It's the first and only stop of the PGA Tour, and a ton of credit, obviously, to Dan Gilbert because, you know, this was really his vision. He wanted to build a tournament that stood for a force for good, a force for change, and to demonstrate all the great things that are happening right here in Detroit. And so it is just an incredible experience. And to see the detail and the hard work that goes on behind the scenes, and also just a big thanks to you as well, because I just know how tremendous the effort is to be able to put on an experience like this. And it's more than just golf. It's also about the community. It's also about community days. It's about the fact that, you know, residents of Detroit can come and experience the event for free for a couple of days. And so it's very humbling and a huge source of pride for me.
I want to go back to Dan just for a minute. It was 14 years ago that Dan's first flight of team members moved from the suburbs.
That's right.
To 14 years into boarded up buildings and, you know, a downtown that people did not want to visit. And 7 years ago, he said, I want to put the eyeballs on Detroit. And he brought a PGA Tour event in. And I think that gives us kind of the drive to want to make sure that it doesn't fail. It was only 14 years ago.
Yeah. You know, I think this tournament is just one example. It exemplifies all of the things that are happening to Detroit in an amazing way that really started with Dan's vision of whether it was relocating Rocket from Livonia to downtown Detroit, you know, the NFL draft, you know, the Grand Prix just finished up. We have the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We have the new Hudson's building that's going to transform the skyscape of the city. And, you know, for me, being a new resident of Michigan, it just feels like you've joined at an incredible renaissance moment where the city is going through a massive transformation. There's a new restaurant that's opening every other week. And so it is, again, huge source of pride for me, especially being a new Michigander, a new Detroiter. And I couldn't think of anywhere I'd rather be.
Varun Krishna, CEO of Rocket Companies. I'm so happy you and your family are here, and I love the way you lead.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
We'll be back on Focus here with another guest you might know right after this message. Welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club for the first round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. This summer in Detroit has been just spectacular. Millions of visitors have flocked into the city. The NFL draft was absolutely spectacular. what I look back is, as we were pursuing many of these events, the Rocket Mortgage Classic was the first of the return of big events in Detroit. We remember the days in the 2000s of Major League Baseball, Super Bowl, Final Four, Ryder Cups, and others. We're now seeing ourselves as a city get back in, and Rocket Mortgage Classic was the leader in all that. It really reflected back to 14 years ago when Quicken Loans, now Rocket Mortgage, made the decision to move team members from the suburbs downtown. Downtown with some boarded up buildings and, frankly, a city that folks didn't want to visit. Like 14 years ago, the Rocket Mortgage Classic is seeing people follow. And Dan, that's what you saw 14 years ago. You asked people to follow you down here, and they have.
Well, yes, Mark, it's great to be here, by the way. And we're here in the Paul W. Show.
Paul W. with Mark J. Hollis and Daniel B. Gilbert.
You got it. So it's great to be here for the sixth year in a row. And I know you've worked very hard on this tournament all those 6 years. And I'll tell you what, the energy downtown, as most people know when they come down here, is it a probably multi-decade peak. And a lot of it is because of these events. When you think of the golf tournament being down here, you think of the draft and everything that happened there. And there's other events that are coming up, I know that. And everybody's working very hard, swimming together, the community, the trade groups, the government, the city, the county, your team, and it feels good, and we feel really good about it.
The thing I love about this event, Rocket has more than 100 team members that are very engaged with this event. The egos, they're checked at the door. We understand this is an event for the community, and all of us, it's a family. All of us contribute in a way that is welcoming, is engaging, and that's why we're seeing the big crowds out here at the Detroit Golf Club.
No question about it. We've raised $8 million for the community, $4 million of it going to bridge the digital divide since we started 6 years ago, or 5 years ago. This is the sixth year. So it'll continue to grow, continue to do well. I mean, it's only one of two PGA Tour stops in an urban core, which is another remarkable achievement by Detroit.
The other one being Atlanta at Eastlake, and Eastlake is much older than ours. It's been around for a long time. Sam Puryear, who is the golf coach at Howard, was really the guy who started all of the youth clinics down there.
Yeah.
We are decades behind them, but the impact that we've seen in the first 5 years, especially with the digital divide efforts, have just been incredible. I mean, it's nothing. Even the tour, you know, we're going to talk with PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan soon. They've not seen anything like this on the tour.
It's really a feather in the cap of Detroit, but we see this with the NFL draft. We see this when any event comes to town. The city surrounds the event and gets behind it, and the energy, you can just feel it. You can not only hear it at the golf club, but people are just buzzing all over the city talking about it.
I don't want to say this just to compliment you. I want to say it because this is how Detroit works, but you do have a vision eye. You have a vision eye that you can then describe to others, and others jump in and want to make it's successful. So when you look at moving downtown, you look at this coming here, you wanted eyeballs of the world to see Detroit in a new light. The draft delivered that. This event delivers that, where people get to see. The one thing about this event that I love is the first year tour players did not want to stay downtown. And in the second year, they begged to stay downtown. They saw it and they wanted to come back.
Well, you're touching on a point that's exactly the demons we've been fighting the last several decades. You know, the reputation of the past and getting people not just here but from all over the country to overcome that. That's why these events are so key, because the national television shows what Detroit's really about and doesn't show an old reputation, an old narrative, and they get to really look at the new narrative, which is the truth. And the truth is that the city is ahead on so many levels. It's safer. The economy is way better. It's cleaner. It's just night and day compared to what it was. And the existing community has embraced it. Outsiders have embraced it. People who moved down here have embraced it. People from the suburbs have embraced it. So, Mark, you've done a great job with it, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Back in 2018, we all wanted to do this because of your vision. A lot of things have happened in our country. A lot of things have happened to you. And it's so gratifying to see you at the event, cheering it on, in such a positive way. Today is Bow Tie Day. A friend of mine, a son to you, an incredible individual, and players, caddies, fans, a tribute to just a dear friend who officed right next door to me and inspired me, continues to inspire me on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, Nick is still here. We can feel him. And having that bow tie is really sentimental for a lot of us because that's sort of his trademark now, represents him, as we keep his legacy alive in a lot of different ways.
How are you enjoying this tournament? You've been out a little bit more the past couple of years.
I mean, I love it. I just love the energy of it. You know, it's just great to be here. Great to see so many people, sponsors and people that work at the company and people from the PGA, the golfers. Maybe Ricky Fowler go back-to-back, huh?
That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
That would be great.
It was emotional last year, the way he came in on 18. This event has a lot of other connections to it. It's more than a golf tournament. Aaron Emerson, who's here with us now, played in a pro-am that brought together just a great collection of people as amateurs playing with pros, youth clinics, so much. But at the end of the day, and you talked about it at the top of the segment, it's the for more than profit. It's making this community better. It's the financial contributions and the connections with people of this city that really deliver, I think, what it is you wanted when this thing came from Washington, D.C. to the heart of the city of Detroit.
It's just another piece that can propel Detroit ahead from a reputational standpoint and from economic standpoint and for the community standpoint. So it works on all levels.
I wanted to wrap up this segment, maybe looking a little broader with Detroit. As you look at what's happening right now, the NFL made a choice to come to Detroit, the NCAA. We have a massive convention coming in with the National Guard. It's a national conference from all 50 states. People are picking Detroit again, like they did back in the early 2000s. Ford Motor Company, you know, having the impact in a different area. This is something that we take pride in because the city means so much to us, but I've got to think that you are appreciative of them as they are of you for what you've done in the city, that they're catching it, they're jumping on. They're making it a better experience for all of our team members and families as well.
Well, it's great to see other businesses and people, frankly, jump on and investing in the city. And certainly the reopening of the train station was a huge marker and a symbolic one at that, as you know, because that stood out there for so long as the negative symbol of Detroit in the bad era. And now for them to come in and make that into the beautiful rehabilitated building that it is, I mean, it really represents everything that's really going on. So kudos to Ford Motor and Bill Ford. And we have GM moving into their world headquarters into the Hudson site, which is another big bet and great move.
Right.
In my opinion, and we keep seeing more and more companies and more people investing in Detroit. And I think if you don't, you're going to miss out. And you don't want to tell your grandkids when they write about what happened here in the early part of the century to Detroit, how did it come back from where it was? You don't want to tell your grandkids when they say, where were you and how were you a part of it? And you say, well, I was golfing somewhere else instead of right here at the tournament.
And just to wrap this segment
part up,
Gilly's downtown. I'll be going down there for dinner tonight. It's a tribute both directions. It's a tribute to your son, Nick, but it's also a tribute to your dad, who had an establishment right across the street here in Woodward. Pretty cool establishment.
Yeah, he had a bar here for many years right at 7 Mile in Woodward, right here on the east side of the street. He just drove here on the way in. It was called Saxy's, and I sort of grew up there. I mean, not really sleeping there, but spending a lot of time there, and I remember playing with this adding machine in the basement. I don't know if you know what an adding machine. You know, I don't know if the listeners all know.
Yeah, it's
all the listeners here skew a little bit older, so they probably
all that artificial intelligence now. It's things you had to manually. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's a little different now.
Gilly's is a great spot, and you're going to stick around for another segment. Commissioner Jay Monahan is going to join us.
Excellent.
On Focus, and
I'll be here.
We'll have that conversation right after this short break. And welcome to the Detroit Golf Club. First round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic is well underway. Ricky Fowler is now on the course, defending champion. Dan Gilbert is going to join us here for another segment. Since 2017, the PGA Tour, the players it represents, and the communities that it serves have been under the steady hand of Commissioner Jay Monahan, navigating through challenges and unprecedented growth and transformation. The PGA Tour fan base has grown both in size and diversity, and the tour and its tournaments raise upwards of $200 million each year from more than 3,000 charities, including right here in Detroit at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, where nearly $9 million have been raised and impacted and reduced the digital divide that exists here in our city. Commissioner Monahan, it's great to have you join us.
Mark, it's great to be with you and Dan.
I want to jump right in. Quicken Loans, now the Rocket Mortgage Classic, moved from Washington, D.C. to Detroit. It was the vision of Dan for many reasons. One was to get eyeballs on the city of Detroit and the great things that are happening here, but also to have a big impact on this city. It's an urban city. It's one of only two that the tour has. It's in an urban core.
Yes. Well, it's I go back to the first meetings and the excitement that was expressed from Dan and the entire team and the commitment to bringing the PGA Tour to Detroit. And while it started out, the partnership started out in Washington, D.C., the intention was always, like virtually everything Dan has done, was to utilize this investment to impact the great city of Detroit. And for this to be our sixth playing, to be here at Detroit Golf Club, as you said, to raise $8.4 million over the first 5 years of this event, you know, just to see the amount of people that are out here and the impact. You know, we'd like to think that going back to the first year here being in Detroit, you know, this has been one of the many things that have led to just the incredible revitalization and energy that this city and this area is experiencing. And all of it really comes from the vision that Dan has had. And I'll just tell a story. I was thinking about this last night, and I remember going to the corporate headquarters here in Detroit, and I had done a lot of research on the company, and I had what I thought was a pretty strong understanding of the company and of Dan, and I was struck by two things: the amount of technology and innovation in and around their business and businesses. But at the end of our long discussion about a long-term partnership, we went up, and I forget what the floor was, but there was a model of the city of Detroit, and in the model, you saw all the investments that Dan had made in the city, and then you also got a sense of future investments he was going to make. And to know that that's so much of that has come to fruition, and that, you know, the people that are listening to this radio station, the people that are here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, you know, have been the beneficiaries of that vision and that generosity is extraordinary, and we're proud to be here.
It's nice of you to say, Jay, but I got to tell you, the event like a PGA Tour stop, only entities like you guys can make the kind of impact that has happened in Detroit with the television, with the energy. I mean, this is a hard ticket to get. I get calls for Cavaliers tickets, but this one's harder. Hmm. I got more people calling to get tickets for this than Cavs playoff games. So golf is hot.
Yeah, golf is, you know, over the last, really the last 5 years, there's been, you know, and Mark alluded to this up front, but we've got more young people, more diversity in our sport. The game, the, you know, the way that you can access the game has grown materially over the last number of years. And, you know, I appreciate you saying that, because when, you know, we come into a city, you know, while I focus so much of my time and fans focus a lot of their time on the competition, it's ultimately the question is, every single year you're there, have you left the event, have you left your mark stronger than when you arrived? And I'm proud to say that we are doing that every year with you.
There's no question you're doing it. I mean, because even during the year, people talk about the RMC. And even that it has the fact that it has initials now.
Yeah.
I mean, RMC, right?
Right.
And we used to call it the full name. Now people are referring to it as initials. So it's got its own mark for sure in the city and in surrounding suburbs and in the state of Michigan. So it's a beautiful thing, and we're so happy that you guys committed.
I think the one thing about this event, when you look at the NBA and their impact, their social impact that they make, we take pride in being unique on the tour, along with the tour championship. The John Shippen has elevated this event with
sure
the diversity cause that is so important to the PGA Tour. we feel like this is something unique and special. Not just that, the course is different. It's not the normal course that the players play week in and out. I love that part of this event. It's creative, it's adaptive, and really creates a unique change for everybody that's part of the PGA Tour.
Well, that's 100% right, and it's that's our responsibility. I mean, it's clearly the responsibility that Rocket Mortgage exudes every single day, but it's our responsibility as partners with this event. And the John Shippen is a really, really special event on our calendar every single year, and it's something that we're proud to promote, and we're obviously thrilled for Willie Mack, who's a great talent, and excited to see him perform this week.
I wanted to ask you too, the field this year, we deliberately went after some very young guns. Some can't drive, some can't drink, and they're out there battling on the
some can't
the
go in the locker room either.
Right. Is that something that the tour appreciates, that opportunities are being given to young players that are cutting their teeth here in a way at the Rocket Mortgage Classic?
Big time. I mean, we've invested in a program called PGA Tour University. Michael Torbjornsson is in the field this week. He was number one in PGA Tour U. And, you know, for Lou Clanton and for Miles, who's, you know, from the Jacksonville area where the PGA Tour is headquartered, to, you know, you just look at whether it's Tom Kim, who's just turned 22 years old, to the long list of young competitors here. They're here because they can win. And our sport, you know, the athleticism, the youthfulness, the amount of technology that these players are getting access to at a younger age is manifesting itself, and the average age of our competitors coming significantly downward.
We appreciate you coming into Detroit every year. You've not missed a Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's great to have you in here. And Dan, you have any closing comments?
Well, I'm just so fascinated by this Miles Russell kid at 15 years old. It just tell me about him. And is the buzz, at least, and I'm not close to it every day, but the buzz that I hear is amazing on him, not just around golf, but people who aren't around golf. I mean, is it pushing on, reminding you of 25 years ago, shall I say it, Tiger Woods? I mean, is it pushing to that kind of level?
It's I would never put anybody at that level.
Okay.
Right?
I'm just saying,
but your
young
point is a great one, in that, you know, at 15 years old, to be playing in a PGA Tour event, to have won the junior championships that he's won, that are 18 and under, age groups, and he has something that I don't think you've really seen in a young player that's really special, in that if you talk to the guys out on the PGA Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour, he has a short game that I've heard many players say would be top five or top – is top five or top ten in the world today.
Wow.
At that age group. So he's fearless. He's very composed, mature beyond his years for a 15-year-old. And, you know, Dan, to your point, it's – there are I think he'll do well this week. And if – you know, as a fan – and, you know, the fans are the ones that matter. I think it's really exciting to think about just this – this pipeline of great young talent that's here this week, and we'll keep coming back.
It's going to be fun. Commissioner Jay Monahan, Dan Gilbert, thanks for joining us here on Focus. We appreciate it. And
glad to be here, and glad to be with Jay as well.
Looking forward to these next 4 days. Yep. Yeah. We'll be back with Laura Graneman, and to wrap it up here on Focus right after this short break. Welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club. First round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. A lot of guys out there are bunched up right in that 5, 6, 4 under. It's going to be fun to watch throughout the day and into the weekend. Great conversations today on Focus. We went through a lot around the Rocket Mortgage Classic, not only the competition, the events that are community-focused that occurred all week, starting with the John Shippen, but really touched on the four more-than-profit approach that Rocket Companies takes through the Gilbert Family Foundation and the Rocket Community Fund, delivering high impact, not just through this event. This event creates some publicity and some awareness and some connectivity, but it's things we do all year. And Laura Graneman is the executive director of both the Gilbert Family Foundation and the Rocket Community Fund. I know this week is rewarding for you.
It's such a special time. It's a great opportunity to celebrate all of the impact that we've had all year round and see some great golf.
you've had the opportunity to sort of guide over time. And I've said this before with you. The one thing I respect about you the most is it's not a foundation that simply gives money away or simply makes contributions. You spend time to focus on what the problem is. You research, you talk to people. And that's where you make changes and adapt maybe where some of the impact is going to go.
Yeah, we like to say we need to fall in love with the problem, not the solution.
I love
because
that.
If we fall in love with the solution, it's really easy to fall for, you know, sparkly, shiny objects. But falling in love with the problem helps us both understand the experience of the people who are going through that problem and craft a more data-driven solution that's really going to meet the needs of people.
You may not think I listen in meetings, but I do. I was listening as we went through the pandemic and we're coming out of the different legs of the stool, so to speak, that needs to occur as we're making a positive impact on the digital divide in Detroit. It's having connection to the internet. It's having the devices or the equipment to be able to make that connection, and then having the education or the abilities to make it all work in a productive way. You've approached that in different levels based on the year of the Rocket Mortgage Classic and what you found through your research.
Yeah, when we first started this work back in 2020, it was the height of the pandemic. Obviously, we saw the huge divide around digital inclusion. And while we had known about that before, the pandemic really highlighted the discrepancy in some of our communities across the city of Detroit. And unfortunately, the city was probably the least connected major municipality in the United States at about 40% digitally included. Today, we've now reached over 70% digitally included, not just because of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, but a large part due to the momentum that we've been able to create by bringing different partners together to be able to connect people to low-cost internet solutions, devices, and digital literacy training and programming.
And this is NF Bowtie Day out here. It's an opportunity to recognize. I know this is an important day for Dan and Jennifer. We talked about it with Dan prior. Talk about the reason why Bowtie Day is out here and the NF Gala and the important work that's being done there.
Well, first, I'm sure Dan talked a little bit about what NF is, but I would be remiss if I didn't say neurofibromatosis is a rare genetic disorder that causes tumors to grow on different nerve endings throughout the body. For Nick Gilbert, unfortunately, it manifested as brain tumors and optic tumors. This was incredibly difficult for Nick, for his quality of life, for the family and the caretakers around him. But Nick had, you knew Nick better than most. Nick had such a resilience, such an amazing spirit, a kind, funny, just light
emphasis
to be around.
On funny.
Funny. So funny. And he loved sports. And so places like the Rocket Mortgage Classic, it's just such a beautiful opportunity for us to bring those worlds together where we can celebrate Nick and his spirit, we can play some great golf, and we can raise awareness for neurofibromatosis.
And of course, Gillies is a tribute not only to Nick, but also Dan's father, who owned Saskies, which is a bar right across the street from where we're at here at the Detroit Golf Club.
It's such a small world, isn't it?
Yep, and how it all comes together. The last component before we talk about the Rocket Mortgage Classic is the work that you, Dan, Jennifer are doing on a much bigger level. In Detroit, many people think about downtown, a very small area. The approach that is being taken is Detroit is a city, it's a full city, and you make an impact on all of the different areas within the city of Detroit.
The downtown wouldn't be healthy without healthy neighborhoods, and neighborhoods aren't going to be healthy without a healthy downtown. So these things are inextricably linked. It's critical to us in any number of ways that we're supporting through our business tools, through our philanthropic tools, every neighborhood throughout the city. Our main focus at the Gilbert Family Foundation and Rocket Community Fund, a few years ago we made a $500 million commitment over 10 years to the city of Detroit. Our main focus through that commitment is to first start by keeping people in their homes and then stay connected to those people and try to make sure they have the resources they need to thrive economically. That might be job training, that might be digital inclusion, that might be entrepreneurial supports, arts and culture and public space. These are all critical components, and we believe if we make investments in all of them at the same time with a focus on this group of people, we'll be able to see some real impact.
We're talking to Laura Granum, the executive director of the Rocket Community Fund and the Gilbert Family Foundation. So what do you do in your spare time after all that? Like, that's incredible, the amount of impact that you have.
Well, I have my chickens.
Have your chickens.
Love to watch those chickens walk around the yard.
This event, as we start to wrap up here, this event you've been to, obviously, every year. You're on the Rocket Giving Fund board. Your thoughts after 5 years now into our sixth of this great, great event?
There's something really special about now seeing it come together over 5 years. At the beginning, it's exciting because it's new and it's something special. You get to you pulled off a huge event, right? And now it's sort of entered this next phase of we can really grow our impact. We can really tell our story, not just from the Rocket Mortgage Classic, but we get to highlight the whole city of Detroit through this event. So it just feels like we've really hit our stride, and I'm so proud to be here.
Well, I am proud to be your friend, and I am proud to work alongside of you. It's great to have you here. It's been a great show here on Focus today. I appreciate Mike Parsons and Daniel Mason back in the studio. All of our guests. This has been including Laura, just great admiration for all of our leaders that showed up today. We're blessed to be around
yes,
great people.
We are. Thank you.
And we enjoy it. A couple other announcements. First of all, get on out here. It's easy. The shuttle systems, I'm one that normally would say I don't like to ride on a shuttle. They do it in Atlanta. They do it here. It's as good as any place I've ever been. It's convenient. Wayne State and here are both locations. Mike Parsons, we didn't get to talk to you much today.
That's all right. You had a jam-packed lineup.
We're going to pull you in a little bit more tomorrow. We're going to have a lot to talk about. We've got round two of the NBA draft going on right now. There's an exciting debate or something going on at CNN tonight. I don't know if we're going to talk about that on this show, but
well, exciting remains to be seen.
Yeah, Chris Renwick, he'll be all over that one. He loves talking about that. Danielle Mason, appreciate all you do in the studio all the time. Notre Dame, Michigan State, well, they made a big announcement. They're going to be playing in 26 and 27, bringing that great rivalry back, which has been sorely missed. Champions Day tomorrow. Get on out here early. You'll pick up a Ricky Fowler orange hat. They're a lot of fun, and I don't know how many of the first is it like 1,000 or
I think it's 1,000.
Like first 1,000 fans on the course. You need to be out here early. Gates open right around 7, so it'll be fun. 6:45 tee offs tomorrow again. They flip the order, so the guys that went early are going late. The guys that went late are going early. Anything to add, Mike? Did I miss anything?
No, I think we got it all.
I feel bad. I've left you out all day.
That's all right. Hey, were you the one who got the hole-in-one yesterday, by the way?
The hole-in-one, yes. No, I didn't even play yesterday.
Oh, I thought there was someone got a hole-in-one yesterday. I was wondering if it was you or Rieger.
I did not hear that. I hear there's some exciting things going on the course tomorrow. We're looking forward to what might come out of that right around 12:30. That's all I can give. That's all I can give. Something fun's going to happen out here. Appreciate having you all listen. I love Paul W. Smith. Honored to fill in for him today. And look forward to being back tomorrow and then on Sunday for JR Sunday at 8 to 10. As always, keep driving, Detroit.